Hey there, and welcome to episode 29 of Hike Your Own Hike. It's been a while since I've done a podcast lately. I've just been really busy and focused at work. Things have been blowing up there. Amanda has announced that she's going to be running for state rep, so you can imagine how busy that is. And of course, kids and everything else in life that just keeps you busy. But what the heck else do we got to do? Just sit on the couch and be bored? It's fun. Anyway, it is Father's Day and a pretty steamy start to the day. It's at 10 o'clock this morning when I hit the trail. It was about 82 degrees when I got out of the car. And I saw on the news that it was going to be the first feels like 100 degree day today. So probably didn't get out early enough, but I'm giving it a shot. Frankly, on Father's Day, I like to spend the first...
Total distance, 2 miles.
Hold on.
Total time, 38 minutes and 34 seconds. Split pace, 18 minutes, 58 seconds per mile.
All right. Anyway, on Father's Day, I really like to start the day going on a hike and spending some time with my dad. Because although he's not here physically, he's definitely still here in thoughts and energy and everything else. And I think there's lots of lessons that I pick up every day. So, but anyway, I was thinking a lot just about the experiences that we had over the years, whether he was coaching one of my sports teams or whether we were going to, you know, a Tiger game or a Lion game or going to the beach or going out camping up north in the Broman area, which we did a couple times, which was a lot of fun, or up in Marquette, or when I was a bat boy on a softball team and used to love it to go to those guys, go to the tournaments when they had them on the weekend and just hang around with my dad and all his buddies and watch them laugh and have a good time. But, you know, as I think about all those memories, even though my dad passed away, I still have those memories and I get to go back and revisit them. And in fact, as I revisit them and think about what made it so special or why I enjoyed it so much, I have an opportunity to dig in and find other lessons. Like, for instance, if we were going to go to a Tiger game or if we were just going to go hang out for the day, like one of the things that that they did, my parents would allow us to do on our birthdays when we were in elementary school, was on our birthday, they would take us out for breakfast early in the morning and give us the whole day off so we could do whatever. And I remember on a couple of those days, my dad and I set up one of those little Nerf basketball hoops in the kitchen, and we felt like we played basketball all day long on our knees, or he was on his knees and I was just running around and shooting. But when you think about memories like that, and as I reflect, as I think about how I experience things with my own kids, you know, whether it's, I mean, just as simple as seeing Matt at work or, you know, getting together with Caitlin and her boyfriend, Austin, or something like that, or, you know, having a little conversation with Taylor or Alexa or whatever, I get, or when I think about being able to go and do an activity, I really get excited. And I look forward to it. Like if we go on a family vacation, for example, if I've been there before, if I haven't, I look forward to sharing that experience with them because I know those are going to be memories that they're going to have and I'm going to have and they're going to last forever. And I know the anticipation I feel and I know the excitement. And I know that that anticipation and excitement is because of the love that I feel for the kids or for Amanda or for my friends or for whatever. And when I feel that love, as I get to do those, I immediately, the lesson that I get back is I recognize the way that I feel and the way that, you know, I display my feelings in the way that my dad did toward us when we were doing stuff. So I think that's really cool when you think about it. But when I bring back those memories, I get to feel the love of my dad again. And when I feel that excitement and anticipation toward doing something cool with the kids or having a conversation with them, I try to make myself stop and reflect and think about how much that my dad's love meant to me. So anyway, a little deep there, but I really, you know, as I'm walking through the woods and you know, having a conversation in my head with my dad and reflecting on our past times, it makes me just think about how special the connection was, how much he loved me, and how many things I still continue to learn from the man that gave me an opportunity to walk this earth. So it's pretty cool stuff. You know, and you have so many people, or I hear so many conversations about legacy, and, you know, everyone wants to build a great legacy, and I think a lot of the times it adds a lot of pressure to be focused on doing something that you or other people, society, would deem as great so that you can have this magnificent legacy. In my mind, I think about the fact that the legacy that we're going to create unintentionally is the person that we are and who, how we walk this earth. So I think I personally am pretty happy with who I am. And it took me a long time to get to the point where I would actually say that, but I feel good about myself. I like who I am. And so I think my legacy and what my focus on legacy is to be the best me that I can be. And when I think about my dad, he had a great sense of humor. He was extremely passionate about sports, loved his teams, and you could hear it probably two or three houses over if they weren't doing well, or even if they do wearing well. He was a little bit gruff. If he ever saw somebody that was getting taken advantage of, he would stand up. He also stand up for them and do whatever he could to right the situation. He was just a really strong man, and he had the biggest heart. You know, he loved animals, he loved nature, and he definitely loved his family. And to me, I can't think of a better legacy to leave in this world than that. So anyway, that's it for my Father's Day podcast episode. Thank you very much for listening. And for any family members that are listening, I love you very much. And any friends or other people, I love you for listening to this. Have a great day. Bye.